This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris is skating toward the Democratic nomination as she gets set to make her first campaign stop as a presidential hopeful in Milwaukee. Yesterday, Harris visited her campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, where she got a phone call from President Biden. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
In his first remarks since dropping out, President Biden called in to thank staff, pledging his continued support.
I think we made the right decision. I'm not going anywhere, and I want you to know you've always had my back, and I promise you, I will always have your back.
And supporters now have hers. More than $100 million raised since the president's surprise announcement Sunday. More than 58,000 new volunteers.
At least 27 states are now pledging their delegates to Harris. CBS News estimates that's enough to become her party's official nominee. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has begun attacks on the Harris for President campaign. CBS's Taureen Small.
The first joint rally with Donald Trump over the weekend, he called out Harris and said, listen, what have you done? I've served this country. I've gone around introducing myself. I've also served in the Senate. But what have you done since taking up the job as the vice president?
The parents of an Illinois woman shot in the face by a police officer and killed are speaking out after that officer pleaded not guilty to first degree murder. He is white. She was black. Her father, James Wilburn, tells CBS Mornings.
I was never told that it was a deputy involved shooting. We were under the impression that she was killed by the intruder.
Police body cam video proved otherwise. Sonia Massey, a mother of two, had called 911 about a possible prowler. Most every U.S. airline is back up and running at full strength after last Friday's global tech meltdown, save for one. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in L.A.
Delta has now canceled more flights since Friday than it did in all of 2019. And Delta's CEO says it could still be days before the airline is back to normal.
Business is booming at General Motors.
Strong pickup sales propelled GM to a $2.9 billion second quarter profit. Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson says they didn't need to put as many discounts on vehicles as their competitors did.
It was truly a great first half and second quarter, and we're positioned to have a very strong year.
GM had record earnings in North America and expects to make more than $10 billion for the full year. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
S&P futures are up 2, Dow futures ahead 19. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. It'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The systems are essentially walk-through metal detectors. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not guilty plea. He faces up to 25 years and will be sentenced in October. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The decision to close the school after the next school year is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Dallas today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers training camp continues with Jordan Love as only a spectator as the team and his agents work out a new contract for the quarterback. Can a deal be done in the next few days? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think so. But again, you never know. I mean, we're working really hard to get that done. These are big deals. It takes time. They're not as easy as some people may think.
Head coach Matt LaFleur on when did he learn he'd be without Love at practice.
When I was told yesterday. It is what it is.
In the meantime, backup Sean Clifford is running the offense.
Step in there, get in with the ones, you know, just be able to work with Josh Myers and Elton and all, and you know, the whole starting lineup, so that way they know that they can count on me when and if the time would ever come.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Cubs last night, 3-1. Chicago's Ian Happ with a home run. The Brewers held to just 5 hits. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm or two possible. Our high 81 today with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm through about early afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Without television, I would have no idea that Steven Seagal is out of his mind. Or alive. I also didn't know that. He has a show. It's not a scripted show. It follows around the real Steven Seagal, and every episode begins with him looking in the camera and saying, I don't know if you knew this or not, but for the last 20 years, I've been a cop. And you're like, what did you just say? You watch the show, he has the most unlikable quality in a human being, which is that he is an expert in everything. Literally, if a dog walks by, he's like, that's a Shih Tzu boxer hound mix right there. And they're like, how do you know that? He's like, I've been working with dogs for like 35 years. Then a helicopter flies by, and he's like, that's a HUB-106. And they're like, how do you know that? And he's like, I've been flying helicopters for like 47 years. They'll be like, you know, they also call that helicopter a Skippy. And they're like, why? He goes, listen to it. Skip, 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 skip. You made that up.
WRJN. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command.
From Yellow Submarine. Oh, great movie. Yellow Submarine with the blue meanies. Oh, yeah. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes here, snacks from the 1990s that you thought were gone for good, but you can get on Amazon. We'll mention some of those snacks to bring back some memories for you in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. With Jim Morrison and the Doors and Hello, I Love You. Day 10 at WRJN Radio now.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't tell me your name. Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
The gallery!
Did he say sock it to me? Man, that reminds me of Rowan and Martin's Laughing Show. Remember that sock it to me? Man, that sounds so cool at the time. You think back now. Wow. Hey, here's some crucial advice for men. Next time you're at a wedding and you get those rare, awkward feelings called emotions, feel free to let the tears flow. According to a survey, 92% of women get turned on when they see a man cry at a wedding. This is something I probably should have known like decades ago when I was single.
Something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Carole King from 1971. It's too late. I'm Don Rosen. It is not too late. It's 8:19. Well, maybe if you had to be at work at 9 o'clock, or rather 8 o'clock, maybe it is too late. All right, if you were a kid in the 1990s, you were munching on some pretty amazing snacks. Not all of them have gone extinct, some have. But here are three nostalgic snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. Dunkaroos, I remember the name. They disappeared in 2012, but they're back now on Amazon. Big League Chew, I remember that. The shredded bubble gum that looks like tobacco in a chewing tobacco in a pouch. And Pop Rocks, remember that? Your friend said eating them with soda would make your stomach explode. Wasn't true, but if you did put them in soda, it put on an amazing show. And they made that crackling sound. If you did it in the dark, didn't you see sparks or something when you had the Pop Rocks? Couldn't see them sparking in your mouth? Something like that.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number.
dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley from the Academy Award-winning classic movie Girls, 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 Return to Sender. No, it didn't win an Oscar. He made a lot of good movies, though. One of my favorite Elvis Presley movies is Roustabout. He made that with Barbara Stanwyck. Talk about an Oscar winner. Barbara Stanwyck. And it was a really, really good movie. I loved it. He also made a Western called Charo in 1969. I don't think he can act enough to pull that movie off because he was surrounded by good actors in the film. And I just don't think he pulled it off well. It's a good movie. I mean, I have it on DVD, but didn't quite pull it off. Speaking about people who've made movies, not the Rolling Stones, but Mick Jagger. We'll talk about it just to say he made an X-rated movie, which was a big hit film. And he also made a Western for United Artists. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment as well. Let's spend the night together. Become the Rolling Stones at WRJN.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you.
WRJ and local news and timeless hits. You know, I mentioned Mick Jagger made two movies, not as part of the Rolling Stones. He made them on his own. They were both in 1970. The first one was Performance. It was rated X when it came out. Now it's rated R. But he played a rock star, obviously, with living with two women, but a gangster on the run from the law wanted to hide out with him and change his identity to get away from the law. And he lived with Mick Jagger, the rock star, and his two girlfriends. James Fox was the guy who was the gangster. That was called Performance from Warner Brothers in 1970. Then that same year, he made Ned Kelly, the story of the infamous criminal in Australia, first wrongly accused of crimes and became one of the most notorious criminals in Australia's history, Ned Kelly. That came from United Artists in 1970. So he made two films the same year. Both were somewhat successful, too, by the way. It's 8:31 at WRJN. Let's check your news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today. Her Milwaukee whistle stop is her first time on the stump since rising to the top of the Democratic ticket Sunday.
We are going to take our case to the American people, and we are going to win.
That's Harris yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Nearly all of Wisconsin's delegates are lining up behind Harris. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. To beef up security, the Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. They'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The scanners will be installed in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning, adding to the 5 scanners already in use. The systems act as walk-through metal detectors, and they aim to enhance safety by quickly scanning for weapons. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. The applicants include David Arrington, James Kendall, Patrick Melman, William Merritt, Jason Ottom, Julia Robinson, and Tamara Weber. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. The appointee will serve until the 2025 spring nonpartisan election. Former supervisor Brian Thomas resigned. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Allis today. A festival of flight is ongoing in Oshkosh. Lisa Hale has more.
AirVenture is underway at Whitman Field. Today is day 2. And EAA communication specialist Drew Stefani said air shows will be a big draw for visitors.
As part of the air shows, the snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s.
By the way, admission for children 17 and younger is free at EAA this year, thanks to the Boeing Company.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm or two possible. Our high 81 today with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm through about early afternoon, then partly cloudy with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Been through 2 marriages, 2 divorces, 1 attempted murder. And I'm tired of TV makeovers. Because a TV makeover, they always take an average woman and they make her beautiful, right? And I can't take an average woman and make her beautiful. But I can take a crazy woman and make her violent. Ain't love grand. So first marriage over, my wife left. First thing I noticed after she left, my clothes quit washing. And they quit drying and hanging themselves up. I figured they're depressed. Get in the machine, fellas. We got something to do. I gotta wash clothes now. I didn't know which detergent to buy. Either you go to the grocery store and the detergent aisle is like a happy land. All those bright colored boxes, happy names like cheer and gain and snuggle. You know, my life is like beer, pain, struggle. You can't operate the machines. There's too many knobs and switches and levers, dial settings. I just want to wash my clothes. So I don't want to send them back in time or anything. I just want to wash them. It'd be cool if you could. Send them back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. What the hell? Send them back to 3 years ago when they were stylish. Why should they suffer?
It's a WRJM with King Harvest dancing in the moonlight. Should workers get paid for the time they spend commuting to work each day? Well, the answer's for you coming up from a poll in just a moment. It might surprise you. The Bobby Fuller Four, I Fought the Law, the Law Won. It's 8:38 at WRJN. Sunny, 73 degrees at Radio Park.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law.
you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Everyone knows.
timeless hit to WRJN with the Association and Windy. So the question is, should workers get paid for the time they spend commuting in the morning? Well, the results of a new poll are kind of mixed. The same percentage says yes and no. 41% said, yeah, you should get paid for it. 41% said no. 18% said they didn't know. When I used to commute, it took me an hour to get here in the morning when I first started here years ago. I lived in Brown Deer, so it took 50, 55 minutes to get here. I could have made a fortune if I would have got paid.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Complete your summer style with a Brewer's Hawaiian shirt giveaway on July 27th, courtesy of UW Credit Union. The first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates at the game versus the Marlins will get the Hawaiian shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
You've got real work to do. Metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And we cut to size. Because just like taxes and BS, we think metal is better when cut. Metal supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Find a store or shop online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Every other day,
every other day,
every other day. other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
Milwaukee Brewers game this summer. WRJN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers against the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. That's coming up on Friday, August 16th. Just go to WRJN.com, WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. So get cracking. The WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you?
Jefferson Airplane, then Jefferson Starship, then Starship. Now they're nothing. Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love. It's 8:57 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Tomorrow we have 15th District Alder Corey Sebastian's going to be in here. First time in our radio station. So she's going to be here tomorrow. It should be fun. Coming up next, you can hear us. Cindy Huber's up next with more local news and timeless hits at WRJN Radio.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.